And welcome back, everybody. Bull and Fox, Chico in for Adam and Dustin as we roll along on this Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to all of you out there from all of us here at Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. We'll play a little Fair or Foul coming your way at 6, but really looking forward to talking to this guy. You know him. You love him. He's been a part of the Browns organization for over 4 decades as an offensive lineman in the 70s, early 80s, and, of course, now does great work each and every weekend with Jim Donovan calling Browns on the Browns Radio Network, and, of course, your home for Browns football, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Doug Deacon joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Merry Christmas, Doug. How are you, buddy?
Merry Christmas to you, and it was a much better Christmas going into than the last couple of years.
Much, much better, absolutely. Let's just start there. I was telling folks earlier that as many Browns fans have done this season, particularly the last 7 games, I had the sound down on the tube and had the volume way up on the radio. I'm listening to you and Jimmy, and that third quarter drive that went 9 plays, and I think it was a 17-yard pass to Higgins, I think, in the end zone from Baker, was the most excited I've heard you and Jimmy in a long, long time. I mean, you know, Chubb's running over guys, and you guys were talking about how it's basically easy at this point. They're doing whatever they want. I mean, what does it finally feel like? Like you just mentioned, over the last 2 years, to something like, I mean, it sounded like just unbridled enthusiasm with you and Jim Donovan in the booth yesterday.
Well, we were able to keep a lot of that enthusiasm under our belt for the last 2 years, so we finally got a chance to get rid of it. But, no, I mean, it's an entertaining football team that's playing hard, and they're winning football games. And, you know, the great part about it is the fans in the stands that have been there for, you know, the last few years and not seen many wins at the stadium. And, you know, you wondered what the future was going to be. But now I think, you know, when you see what Baker has done for that offense and the way Freddie Kitchens has come in and really made it a fun football. I mean, it's entertaining. I mean, they throw a new wrinkle at you every week, and I don't know where he gets them all, but he's been digging deep in the playbook.
In terms of Freddie Kitchen, in terms of Greg Williams, I mean, you know, the momentum's building, the excitement's building, and the fans, there's a pretty big push for these two guys to be retained and Williams to be promoted as head coach and Freddie Kitchens to remain on board as well. How difficult is it going to be for John Dorsey to tune out the emotion of it, the enthusiasm? And I know that's his job, and it's easy to say, but I mean, you saw it as well as I did, and everybody did yesterday. It's definitely palpable in the city now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I always say, the tougher it gets on Dorsey, the happier I am, because that means we're winning football games. And I think John, you know, he's been around the block, and he's not picked a head coach in the past, but he's been exposed to Ron Wolf, who's, you know, a Hall of Fame executive in the NFL. And, you know, John's very thorough. I mean, I can't tell you how thorough that guy is. And I just believe that, you know, he'll sort it out. And as we look at what he's done in the draft and in free agency, you know, trust him. Because, you know, finally we have a guy that's his knowledge and expertise, you know, it's showing up in what he's drafted and how he's signed free agents. And it's something that's been missing here for a few years.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chico in for Adam and Dustin, Bull and Fox here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. When you look at Baker Mayfield and you look at this, well, really this entire team, obviously a lot of young guys, but the foundation has been laid and the culture that we've been talking about, and really it's just been hot air for years and years. But now I think fans, and it took a little while even this year, for it to sink in about Baker that, okay, this is going to be a promising group. If Greg Williams and Freddie Kitchens are not retained, there seems to be a sentiment of, oh my gosh, all of that's going to go out the window. How much of this culture has changed just with those guys in the building and really stepping up as key leaders in that building, including Baker Mayfield?
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, if there's I don't know if you found somebody else, how long it would take them to get that chemistry developed. But I think, you know, John Dorsey's going to sort all that out. And, I think the thing is the football team now believes when it goes out there, it's going to win. You know, because there was a, you know, over the last 2 years, you were kind of maybe hoping you could. But, you know, once you've done it and you get the confidence, and I think that's the big key is, you know, you have to know how to win in this league. And there's games, you know, early in the season, the Oakland game, they should have won, but they didn't. Well, now this, you know, yesterday when Cincinnati started to come back a little bit, well, they make the big play and, you know, that ends the game. So, you know, it's really having success and then taking that and executing it, and that's what they've been able to do. And, you know, there's, you know, they've got a ways to go. They're not there yet, but they're definitely in the right direction.
Doug, as a guy who knows line play as well as anyone around here, you know, we look at how bad things were to start the year, and certainly with Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley on board, and now we look at things, and you mentioned the great play calling, the innovativeness with Freddie Kitchens and what he's calling. But how much has the improved offensive line play been just the offensive line getting better and maybe, you know, a guy like Greg Robinson making strides? And how much has it been, you know, wow, Freddie Kitchens just making life easier for everybody, including those guys up front?
It's a combination of everything. You know, first off, you know, in training camp, Baker didn't get a lot of reps with the first team wide receivers. So, you know, it took a little adjustment to get, you know, accustomed to Jarvis and Njoku and some of those guys because he was playing with Higgins. But, you know, you saw the chemistry he developed with Higgins, and it's showing up throughout the times that Higgins has been out there on the field. The other part of it is, you know, I think the offensive line, when they put Greg Robinson in, and I'm not counting out Desmond Harrison yet because I think once he gets in the weight room, he has a bright future. But Greg Robinson has really kind of secured that left tackle spot where they're getting some pressure because they're running games over there and getting too much penetration, and that's helped. And, you know, I think, you know, the fact that Chubb has been able to run the ball, that helps your pass protection there too. And Chubb has, you know, just been sensational, you know, for a guy that didn't get a lot of carries in the first two games, but he's about 30-some yards short of a 1,000-yard season. I mean, you look at the numbers. I mean, you got a rookie running back that's going to get you 1,000 yards. You got a quarterback that's just a couple touchdown passes away from tying the rookie record for touchdowns for a rookie in the NFL. I mean, you've got things going in the right direction, and it's the impact players that are making plays. You know, Peppers the last couple weeks has come on real strong, and you see a comfort level with these guys where, and not only the comfort level, where Peppers the week before in Denver was talking about how he set up the offensive line when he blitzed to make that final sack. Well, a year ago, he wouldn't have had an idea about that, but now he's been around the league for a year, and he's learned, and he's really, Greg Williams has done a good job of getting these guys into the playbook and understanding, you know, what to look for, and I think, you know, it's become a much smarter football team besides a much better football team.
Doug, you mentioned Nick Chubb, and I'm glad you did because, you know, I mentioned listening to you and Jimmy yesterday and that really excited drive that culminated with the touchdown pass, but it was really Nick Chubb just, I mean, having his way and breaking tackles. Are you surprised at just, we know how tough he is and how physical he is and the yards after contact and all that stuff, but are you surprised at the home run hitting speed that this kid has, you know, early in his career right now?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, out in Oakland when he started to pull away, and you saw the DB chasing him, you saw, oh, he's going to get. No, he isn't. And I mean, the kid is, he's a great kid. He doesn't say boo. I mean, he just goes about it. And I was talking to his dad a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, what a nice young man he is. He said, yeah. He says, thing about him is he just wants to win. He doesn't care about anything else. He just wants to win. And, you know, that's, I think, one of the keys of general managers is find people that are unselfish football players that want to play team football. And I think you take Chubb, you take Baker Mayfield, all of a sudden you got an infusion of people that are, you know, they're there to win games, not there to promote themselves.
Doug, are you okay with and I mean, you're old school and you've been around the game a long time. You okay with Baker staring down Hugh Jackson late in that contest yesterday?
If my arm was a little longer, I would have patted him on the back.
Give me an idea, and I'm curious because you've obviously, like I said, you played 14 years. Baker, early on, even before he, you know, took over and Tyrod went down, and obviously the rest is history, at least for this season, the second half of the season. How difficult is it, though, for Baker Mayfield or any rookie quarterback to garner the respect? Because it seemed like even in training camp, we will watch Hard Knocks, and it seemed like Jarvis Landry and a lot of veterans referring to him as Six, and all, Six just gets it. Doug, that can't be something that just you see every day in the National Football League. A lot of times these guys have to really earn it. Give us an idea of how difficult that is.
Well, it's very difficult because, you know, you can be the greatest quarterback in the history of college, but if you get at the next level and you don't do it or show that your teammates that you're the guy that's, you know, capable to carry them, and, you know, that's what the quarterback, you know, has to do. He has to elevate the play of those that are around him. And Baker has done it. I mean, when I started, Bill Nelson was the quarterback, and he was one of those gutsy guys that, you know, got maximized everything that he had as far as talent. But, you know, he wasn't built for the game. And then all of a sudden they drafted Mike Phipps the year before I got here, third overall. And he had a lot of the physical skills that you wanted, but he didn't have that, I guess, that extra gear where, you know, he was just a grinder. And Brian Sipe, who was drafted in the 15th, 16th round, he comes in, and all of a sudden he starts winning football games, and all of a sudden everybody starts believing him, and then the next thing you know, you win the AFC North. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, it's one thing to say that the guy's a leader and a guy to sit there and say, well, I can do this, I can do that. But guys don't buy in until you do it on the field, and that's what Baker has done. I mean, you know, he's had a couple games where he kind of got out of sync and had a rough quarter or so. But, boy, he gets it back on track quicker than anybody I've seen.
One thing to say and another thing to do it. Let me, as it relates to Jimmy Haslam, because he said now that he's going to get out of the way. He's going to let, you know, John Dorsey do his thing. And obviously he's going to have a say in it at the end, I would imagine. But are you confident, should fans be confident, that Jimmy gets out of the way and indeed lets John Dorsey do his job here?
I think so. I think, you know, Jimmy's a fan too, and I think it's pretty obvious where one of the keys to success has been, not only the players, but John Dorsey, and not only John, Alonzo Highsmith, Smith, and Elliot Wolf. You know, that trifecta of heads together have brought a lot of good football players in here. And, you know, you look at Randall. You know, here was the guy, Green Bay. You know, they pretty much gave up on him, but they found a place for him, and he's played great football. And I think, you know, that eye for talent, you know, it's, you know, when you're a evaluation guy like Dorsey and those guys, you know, if you've played the game or you've been around the game for a while, you can tell what guy's talking just to talk and what guy's, you know, going to be able to back it up. And I think that was the fascination with Baker. I think, you know, once you met the young man and you saw how in tune to, you know, being successful he is and the journey he took to get there, you know, you sit there and you say, you know, this is the kind of guy that's going to lead. And then the other part of it, you know, when they brought in Landry, you know, here was a guy that, you know, he just didn't want to be a professional football player. He wanted to be a professional, played football, and there's a big difference. He was a guy that you know, he was going to do whatever it takes. He wasn't going to take a practice off. He was going to lead by example, and you know, that's the key. You know, it's not like you say, do is, you know, give a lot of lip service and not give the effort or the have the production. You know, if you have the production, and then all of a sudden people believe in you.
Well, Doug, I got to say in closing, I think we've all just thoroughly enjoyed, especially these last seven games or so, you and Jimmy in the booth. I want to ask you though, because I grew up listening to you and the late, great Nev Chandler in the mid-'80s in those years. Could you give us a fond memory you have of working with Nev?
Oh, Nev, you know, Nev and Jimmy were a lot alike. You know, they were perfectionists. You know, they wanted to make sure that, in fact, one of the great letters I got when Nev passed away was from somebody that had lost their eyesight, and they said, you know, I lost my interest in the Browns. And then one day I was listening to Nev call the game, and it was like I could see it again. Yeah. And that reminds me of Jimmy, too. I mean, if you were somebody and you just would shut your eyes at home and listen to him, you know, you'd feel like you were at the ballpark. And, you know, Nev was the same way. And the both of them, there's so many similarities. And I think Cleveland has been blessed to have guys like that. And I guess, you know, my favorite, you know, stories with Nev was, you know, he'd off the air when we'd be on a break, he'd say, what do you think they're going to do? And I said, they might run a screen pass. And so I said, it's okay. So we come back on the air, and Nev goes, oh, it's second down and 10. It'd be a good time for a screen pass. What do you think, Doug?
Taking the credit. That's outstanding. Good stuff there. Well, Doug, obviously, yeah, Jimmy, the late Nev Chandler are certainly legends in this town, and you're a treasure as well. We appreciate, my gosh, over four decades in the Browns organization. You deserve, like many of these fans, to see this thing finally turn, and it's great to hear you and Jimmy. We appreciate it. We hope to do it again real soon, bud.
Okay, these fans deserve it more than anybody. Trust me.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Okay,
thank
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, that's Doug Deacon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.